Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Vidak.
Let us place ourselves in God's presence. And our prayer is by Rafael Jesus Gonzalez, in honor of Cesar Chavez. God of all peoples and nations, show us the suffering of the most miserable, so we will know our people's plight. Free us to pray for others, for you are present in every person. Help us to take responsibility for our own lives, so that we can be free at last. Grant us courage to serve others, for in service there is true life. Bring forth song and celebration so that your spirit will be alive among us. Let your spirit flourish and grow so we will never tire of the struggle. Let us remember those who have died for justice, for they have given us life. Help us love even those who hate us, so that we can help change the world. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, members, we are going to start with privileges of the floor. Senator Allen, not at his desk. Senator Pan, please. Senator Pan at the pro tem's desk, please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President, Senators. I hope you've noted that today the Australian flag flies on the dais this morning in honor of a distinguished visiting delegation. I am pleased to introduce two members of the Victorian State Parliament of Australia, the Honorable Marie Edwards of the Labor Party and the Honorable Cindy McLeish of the Liberal Party. Both were elected in 2010, actually the same year I got elected to the legislature, and serve as the chair and deputy chair of the Family and Community Development Committee. They're visiting California to discuss best practices on service delivery for individuals with the autism spectrum disorder. In 2016, the committee completed an inquiry into abuse and disability services. The Victorian government responded by pledging to adopt the committee's key recommendations, which will better safeguard people with disabilities. Our visiting members of Parliament continue to lead the committee on its current inquiry into services for people with autism spectrum disorder. I applaud my colleagues across the Pacific for their diligence in combating abuse in the disability community and their commitment to formulating best practices in service delivery. And certainly it is my privilege as a pediatrician to be able to introduce these distinguished individuals. So please join me in warmly welcoming our honored guests and wishing them a successful visit. Thank you.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Senator Portantino.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise today to acknowledge the presence of some great Pitzer and Claremont College students who are in the balcony, if they could stand and be acknowledged. We have some wonderful Pitzer and Claremont College activists and future political leaders, and I might note that Pitzer College is where our own Senate Pro Tem De Leon and former Speaker Fabian Nunez started their activist career. So I'd like to welcome and have everybody join me in welcoming the Pitzer and Claremont College students who are here today.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Members, we are still under privileges of the floor. Are there any other privileges of the floor? Senator Allen, for what purpose do you rise?
Yeah, members, I wanted to take an opportunity to introduce some friends who are up here from the organization of Gen Next. They are a group of young professionals from all over our state who have come together to work on issues of education improvement, economic growth, and global security. I know they had a wonderful, very long meeting with our pro tem yesterday, and I know really appreciated the opportunity to talk with him about public policy issues, and they're here learning about the function of government, all of the politics here in Sacramento. They're a fun and great group of people. And so let me just introduce, I'm sure I'm going to miss a couple of the names, but I've got Adam Klein, Amanda Blaurock, Brian Kelly, Brandon Blum, Cyrus Mojibi, Dan Hughes, Ingrid Rainey, John Fleischman, J.R. Sechrist, Lee Mark, Patrick Wade, Rick Hernandez, Rob Sechrist, Natalie Alvarez, and Jason Bateman. And we're just very excited to have them on the Senate floor today. Welcome the members of Gen Next.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Senator Jackson, for what purpose do you rise?
For purposes of introduction, Madam
President. Please proceed.
President. On Monday, I asked you to join me in welcoming some of my constituents from Santa Barbara who had driven up here, and it's unusual that we get too many people here. I couldn't find them in the gallery because they weren't here on Monday, but they're here today. And so if you could join me in welcoming Kenzie Hessel. She's in the gallery. Kenzie, if you'd step up, stand up. She's a fourth grader at the Monta Vista Elementary School in Santa Barbara. When she grows up, she wants to help animals because her mom is the chief veterinarian at the Santa Barbara Zoo. And if you come to Santa Barbara with children, you must come to the zoo. It's fantastic. And she's with her grandparents. And if they'd stand up to Eleanor and Steve York, who were her transportation vehicles coming up here on a mere 7-hour drive on the beautiful 5. And they can tell you, we need to fix our roads. Other than that, please welcome my guests. Thank you so much for being here. A nice warm Senate welcome, please, to Kenzie Hessel and Eleanor and Steve York.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Thank you, Senator Jackson. Members, are there any other privileges of the floor? Seeing none, we will move on. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for March 27th through March 30th, 2017 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Members, we are moving on to consideration of the daily file. We will start with second reading file. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 184, 217, Senate Bill 411 with amendments, Senate Bill 372, 212, 602, 240.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The second reading file will be deemed read. Moving to governor's appointments, Senator Cannella, would you like to proceed? Members, this is file item 13. Senator Cannella.
Thank you, Madam President. Before us is Julia Montgomery, General Counsel of the Agricultural Labor Relations Board. Ms. Montgomery previously served as Assistant Chief Counsel to the Department of Fair Employment and Housing. She was approved in the Senate Rules Committee hearing on March 1st by a 4-0 vote. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Aye. Anderson? No. Adkins? Aye. Bates? No. Bell? Berryhill? Bradford? Aye. Cannella? Aye. De Leon? Dodd? Aye. Fuller? Aye. Gaines? No. Galgioni? Aye. Glazer? Aye. Hernandez? Aye. Hertzberg? Hill. I. Hueso. Jackson. I. Lada. Leva. I. McGuire. I. Mendoza. I. Mitchell. I. Monning. I. Morlock. Morrell. Newman. I. Wynn. No. Nielsen. No. Pan. I. Portantino. I. Roth. I. Skinner. I. Stern. Stone. No. Vidak. No. Wykowski. I. Wiener. Wilk. Wilk, I.
We will move that item to call. Members, before we move on to file item 17, I would like to welcome one of our former colleagues, Senator Marty Block. Welcome to the Senate floor, Marty. Senator Cannella, file item 17.
Thank you, Madam President. This is for Nancy Bargeman, Director, Department of Developmental Services. Pardon me. Nancy Bargeman has been appointed as Director of the Department of Developmental Services, which oversees the delivery of services to Californians with disabilities. She has over 30 years of experience working to deliver services to this important yet vulnerable community. She's from Long Beach. She passed out of the Rules Committee with a bipartisan vote. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. I. Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, I. Cannella, I. De Leon, Dodd, I. Fuller, Gaines, I. Galgioni, I. Glazer, I. Hernandez, I. Hertzberg, I. Hill, I. Hueso, I. Jackson, I. Lada, I. Leva, I. McGuire, I. Mendoza. I. Mitchell. I. Monning. I. Morlock. I. Morrell. Newman. I. Wynn. I. Nielsen. Pan. I. Portantino. I. Roth. I. Skinner. I. Stern. Stone. I. Vidak. I. Wykowski. I. Wiener. Wilk. Wilk, aye.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We will move that item to call. Senate third reading, members. We are going to start with file item 24. Senator Stone. Pass on file. Thank you. File item 25, Senator Wynn. Pass on file. Thank you. File item 26, Senator Wynn. Thank you very much. File item 29, Senator Wykowski, not at his desk. File item, thank you, Senator. File item 30, Senator Lara. Mr. Secretary, are you passing? Thank you. File item 31, Senator Pan, pass on file. File item 32, Senator Portantino, not at his desk. File item 33, Senator Mitchell. Pass on file. Thank you. File item 34, Senator Mitchell. Pass on file. Thank you, members. We are now going to move on to the consent calendar. Oh. Got it. All right, members, we are going to move to motions and resolutions. This would be the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. Does anyone have a adjourn in memory that they would like to do at this time? All right, while we wait for all the members to come to the floor, we'll just pause here. Members, I thank you for your patience. I need about a little less than a minute and we'll finish. Welcome, Senator Wiener. All right, members, we are going to do the consent calendar right now. Does anyone want to remove anything from the consent calendar before? All right, I'll take that as a no. Mr. Secretary, please read the consent calendar and the special consent calendar.
Senate Bill 237, 344, 341, Senate Bill 510, Assembly Concurrent Resolution 16, 14, 26, 28, and Assembly Concurrent Resolution 25.
Members, we will call the roll on the first item, consent calendar, file item 37. Mr. Secretary, members, is there any objection to using a unanimous roll call? I am sorry, we haven't established that. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Adkins, aye. Bates,
aye.
Bates,
aye.
Bell, Berryhill, Bradford,
aye.
Canella,
aye.
De Leon, Dodd,
aye.
Fuller,
aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgioni,
aye.
Glazer,
aye.
Hernandez,
aye.
Hertzberg,
aye.
Hill,
aye.
Hueso,
aye.
Jackson,
aye.
Lada,
aye.
Leva,
aye.
McGuire,
aye.
Mendoza, Mitchell,
aye.
Monning,
aye.
Morlock,
aye.
Morrell,
aye.
Newman, Wynn,
aye.
Nilsson,
aye.
Pan,
aye.
Portantino,
aye.
Roth,
aye.
Skinner,
aye.
Stern,
aye.
Stone,
aye.
Vidak,
aye.
Wykowski,
aye.
Wiener,
aye.
Wilk,
Wilk, aye.
Anderson, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, aye. Bell, Berryhill, De Leon, Mendoza,
aye.
Newman, aye.
Ayes 37, noes 0. The consent calendar has been adopted. Members, we are going to move back to our items that are on call. File item 13, which is the governor's appointment. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Bell, Berryhill, De Leon, Hertzberg,
aye.
Hueso, Lada,
aye.
Aye. Morlock,
no.
Morrell,
no.
Stern,
aye.
Wiener,
aye.
Fuller, aye to no.
Please call the absent members one more time.
Bell, Berryhill, De Leon, Hueso,
aye.
There we go. Ayes 27, noes 10. The appointment is confirmed. We are going to move to file item 17. Please call the absent members.
Bates, aye. Bell, Berryhill, De Leon, Fuller,
aye.
Morrell,
aye.
Nilsson,
aye.
Stern,
aye.
Wiener,
aye.
Ayes 37, noes 0. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we are returning to motions and resolutions. This is the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. Senator Mendoza.
Thank you, Madam President. California lost a great man recently with the passing of Manuel Torres. His journey began in Los Angeles, California, born at home in 1927 to Angel and Maria Campos Torres. He was the fourth of five children. After graduating from Roosevelt High School in East LA, he served in the U.S. Navy from 1946 to 47 aboard the naval destroyer DD-883 U.S. Newman K. Perry, witnessing the nuclear testing at Bikini Atoll. He met the love of his life, Elvira Vera Ojeda, in 1947 at a church club for young adults. 4 years later, he got married, and in 1959, they moved to Montebello, where they raised their children, Richard, Andrew, and Lorraine. Manuel and Vera enjoyed 64 years of marriage. He liked preparing board drawings by hand. He was hired as a draftman at Acme Electric Welder in 1949, eventually becoming the company's chief engineer. With his pencil and compass, he provided technical guidance in machine design until 1998. He led a quietly magnificent life, exemplified by his humble nature and work ethic. Above all, he loved his family. He is survived by his sister, 3 children, 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 10 nephews, and 10 nieces. I ask that the Senate adjourn in his memory. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mendoza. Please bring his name forward so we can properly memorialize him. Senator Wiener, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to request that the Senate adjourn in memory of Mr. Philip Choi of San Francisco.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Philip Choi was born in 1926 in San Francisco and died on March 16th of this month at the age of 90. Mr. Choi grew up in San Francisco's Chinatown neighborhood with his sisters and Lily and Dorothy and his brother William. He worked in the family butcher shop as a teenager. He attended City College until he enlisted in the Army Corps toward the end of World War II. After the war, he graduated from UC Berkeley with a degree in architecture. His identity and his passion was rooted in uncovering and preserving the history of the Chinese American community. He was a pioneer in researching Chinese American history, finding lost records in moldy basements, going through graveyards, scrolling through microfiche, and interviewing the elderly in remote locations around the country. His avocation became a profession when he was asked to establish the Asian American Studies program at San Francisco State University by co-teaching the first such course in the nation. Over the years, he taught at other universities as well. He co-authored various books, history books, about the Chinese American community. He created a standing exhibit in the lobby of the federal courthouse here in Sacramento. He hosted a documentary series, and he consulted on many other documentaries. Mr. Choi also gave generously to the larger community, volunteering at the Asian Art Museum, at the DeYoung Museum as well in San Francisco. He served on various boards, and he participated in the preservation of the Angel Island Immigration Station. He often donated architectural services to nonprofits. He received countless commendations for his community contributions. He's survived by his family, his sisters Lily and Dorothy, his sons Randy and Brian, his daughter Stephanie, and his grandchildren Michael, Alexandra, Kelsey, Nathan, and Zachary. I ask that the Senate adjourn in Mr. Choi's memory. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. Please make sure you bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Senator Newman, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Chair, for purpose of introduction.
Without objection.
I am pleased to welcome today to the chamber the members of the National Guard Discovery Challenge from Lathrop, California. Please join me in welcoming these distinguished, talented, and patriotic young people. You can see them up in the gallery. Let's give them a big hand of applause and thank them for their service.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Thank you, Senator Newman. Newman, members, is there any other adjourn in memory? All right, we will now move to committee announcements. Senator Roth.
Thank you, Madam President. Budget Subcommittee Number 4, State Administration Local Government, will meet at 10 a.m. in room 2040.
Thank you, Senator Roth. Senator Pan.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Senators, Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee Number 3 on Health and Human Services will convene at 10 a.m. In room 4203. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Senator Wykowski.
Madam Chair, Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee Number 2 on Resources, Environmental Protection, Energy, and Transportation will convene immediately in room 112.
Thank you, Senator Wykowski. Senator Portantino.
Yes, Budget Sub 1 will convene at 10 a.m. in 3191.
Thank you, Senator Portantino. If there is no further business, members, Senator Cannella, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great rest of the day, members.